But for the genomic mutations, right now, we're most interested in the IDH1, IDH2, and FLT3 mutations. And so because many of these trials require samples and prior consents, it's a bit daunting for patients because we have to consent them to a number of things up front. And actually, that's one of the things that's being explored now nationally in a trial called the BEAT AML trial, which is sponsored by the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, which is allowing broad screening up front and within 7 days assignment to a particular trial, an umbrella trial, so to speak.
Wow, that's awesome. That kind of reminds me of like the MATCH trial
it
they're
is,
doing.
Yes,
in
it
solid
is, except
tumor.
For that, it's only if you have a particular mutation will you be able to get treated. With this umbrella trial, even if there's no targetable mutation, you're still enrolled on a different arm of the trial.
But again, this is AML.
This is AML older adult.
You know, if I told you that 10 years ago, that that's what would be going on with AML now, would you believe it?
Even no. I was hoping it about 10 years ago, and I still don't know that it's going to make a huge difference, but I hope it will.
But I mean, just to have that infrastructure to be able to study the disease is incredible. Wow.
Exactly.
I like the name too, BEAT AML.
I give the LLS a lot of credit for chaperoning this forward because we tried to do it through the NCI and they were not able to come up with the funding to allow us to do this kind of a basket umbrella trial, screening trial.
So who's funding it?
The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society of America. Yeah.
Wow.
Along with pharma partners. Yeah.
Wow. So cool.
Yeah,
so,
it is. But she was enrolled actually, she was consented for a frontline trial in combination. And it came back 5 days later that she did have an IDH2 mutation. And she was enrolled in a trial for older adults that you can have a fit arm and an unfit arm. And although she was fit, so to speak, she was 78 years old. And